President Trump is proposing more big changes to the U.S. asylum system. Yesterday, he directed the Attorney General and the Acting Secretary of Homeland Security to overhaul the asylum system. He wants all asylum applications to be adjudicated within 180 days. He also wants to charge asylum seekers an application fee. Alan Gomez is immigration reporter for USA Today. He joins us now. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Jeremy.
And this is not new that the president has been critical of the asylum system as it exists today, but these are some pretty significant changes. First of all, let's talk about these application fees. What would the asylum seekers be required to pay?
They didn't spell out exactly what that will be just yet, but to be very clear on this point, this is the first time that asylum seekers would be asked to pay an application fee. It's perfectly normal for people who are trying to get visas, trying to get green cards, to pay an application fee. These can be very expensive. If you're trying to get a green card, it can be up to $1,200. If you're trying to naturalize to become a U.S. citizen, it could be $725. So we don't know exactly yet what they're going to charge for these fees, but it could be pretty high.
And just to be clear about what an asylum seeker is, this is somebody who is fleeing persecution, violence, etc. in their home country, and they're coming to the U.S. legally to ask for asylum. This is different from somebody, let's say, coming across from Mexico through an illegal border crossing and not having that asylum claim.
Exactly. This is very different from somebody just trying to come here and live as an undocumented immigrant. The immediate criticism of this plan has been from immigration advocacy groups has been that asylum seekers and also refugees who apply for the same benefits from overseas, that they are the most vulnerable. They are people who many times leave all of their belongings back home in their home countries to reach the United States. And the idea of asking them to bring possibly hundreds of dollars with them in cash is not only difficult for them to afford, but also puts a target on their back for any criminals throughout Mexico and Central America who want to and have been already terrorizing these folks on their way to the U.S.
On the other hand, the president has talked about rampant abuse in the asylum system. He says the system is in crisis. You could see how it would be possible for somebody who does want to just come into the country and work in an undocumented way to just claim asylum when they get here.
Yeah, there's no question that there has been a seismic shift in the way that people are crossing that southern border. Just a few years ago, the vast majority of people illegally crossing over were Mexican males who were coming over here trying to evade border security to work. But now what we're seeing is the majority are Central American families who are coming over and requesting asylum, because word has definitely gotten out down there that if you come over with your child, you will be put, and if you request asylum, that you'll be put into a process that can take years to finish, and you're allowed to stay in the U.S. Throughout that period.
And what about this proposal from the Trump administration to process all asylum applications within 180 days? Would that be possible with the current staffing levels?
That's a very, very good question, because right now the current immigration case backlog is at 800,000 cases and rising. And what they're trying to say is that they want new claims. All these new folks who are coming over, they want them to go to the front of the line and adjudicate their cases quickly so that they can be decided. And if they're turned down, they can be quickly deported. That, they think, is a way to get the message to folks in these Central American countries that, no, it's not. You're not going to get into the U.S. and you're going to be able to stay for 2 or 3 years until your court hearing comes up. They want to speed up those cases to try to stop this flood of people who are coming over right now.
Now, the other part of this proposal from the White House is to prevent anyone from getting work authorization if they have entered or attempted to enter the country illegally. How different is that from the system that's in place now?
Well, that one's very interesting, because it's the most likely, I think, to face a lawsuit. Several months ago, the Trump administration tried to cut off asylum for anybody who crosses the border illegally. But that was quickly struck down by a federal judge, because U.S. law and several international treaties that we're party to make very clear that people can request asylum after entering the country illegally. The thinking is that if you're trying to flee violence or persecution, you might flout a couple of immigration laws in your attempt to get asylum in another country. So that has been blocked. And so now trying to cut off work permits for these folks, that's a little bit more of a gray area. You know, the law is very clear that we have to allow them to request asylum, but it's not as clear whether they should be allowed to work in the U.S. while their asylum case proceeds. So the Trump administration sees as another attempt to dissuade people from coming here, saying you won't be able to get a job while you're here. You're going to be destitute. You're going to be out of a job. But again, it's unclear how a judge would rule on that kind of case.
That is Alan Gomez, immigration reporter at USA Today. Alan, thank you.
Thank you.